This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Please note that the information provided on the Swinging Single podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal or professional advice. The opinions and views expressed on the podcast are solely those of the hosts and guest experts and do not represent any official position or endorsement of any entity. While we strive to present accurate and unbiased information, there may be instances where information becomes outdated or there may be errors or omissions in the information provided. It is the user's responsibility to verify the accuracy and reliability of the information before relying on it for any personal or professional purposes. The Swinging Single podcast and its owners, employees, and affiliates shall not be liable for any damages resulting from the use of this podcast or the information provided. This includes, but is not limited to, direct, indirect, incidental, special, or consequential damages. It is the user's responsibility to comply with all applicable laws and regulations in their country or jurisdiction when using this podcast. By downloading, accessing, or using the Swinging Single podcast, the user agrees to hold harmless and indemnify the podcast, its owners, employees, and affiliates from any claims, suits, or proceedings arising from the use of the content provided on this podcast. Please refrain from using the Swinging Single podcast to engage in any inappropriate behavior or engage in any illegal activities. We reserve the right to ban or block any user who violates these terms or engages in any disruptive behavior. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation.
Welcome to the Swinging Single podcast. I'm your host, AC Maxwell. This is a platform for sharing the unique perspectives of AC, me. As your host, I will take you on a personal journey through the steps and the ups and downs of my years as a swinging single male. Talk about sex because Mr. Podcast Producer yells at me when I don't talk about sex in general. Please note that while my experience will undoubtedly provide valuable insights, it is essential to understand that they are my views and not to be aligned with your own. Hold on. I'm going to talk. All right, let me do this intro. My story begins with my departure from the traditional path of marriage and commitment. As a young, vibrant individual, I embraced freedom and opportunities that came with being single. This decision propelled me on my journey of self-discovery, exploration, and personal growth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, I'm not a financial advisor, so don't take my financial advice or do and be a dumbass. Maybe I'll make you, this is the rule. If I make you any money, I get 10%. All right. So today on this podcast, what will we talk about? Well, we're going to talk about the front porch swinger, Colette, Hot Wives of Houston party that they attended a week ago. Then we'll talk about a crazy, crazy story of how AC loves dating vanilla women and meeting a single swinging woman that, you know, pretty much describes how I said it earlier about all single, most single women in this lifestyle. So sit back, relax. Gentlemen, remember to shave your cock and balls because the ladies don't want a forest down there. You don't want a forest between her legs. She don't want a forest between your cock and balls. So remember that. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the next episode of the Swinging Single Podcast with your host, AC Maxwell, with Mr. Podcast Producer yelling at me during this thing. So enjoy. All right. So last episode, we talked about dating. What was the pros and cons? What was dating a vanilla girl and a single girl that's in the lifestyle like? And I told everyone that I prefer a vanilla single woman over a swinging single woman because of the blank canvas that the vanilla girl has, and that you can also mostly seduce them and get them into the lifestyle. If you do it right, maybe they'll stay, maybe they don't. A lot of them don't stay, but it's okay. All right. So we have Mr. Podcast Producer in here, and he is another single dude, and he was telling me about all his little adventures. So, and pretty much it's been the same. So, unfortunately, why? You don't agree it's not the same? It is the same, yes. You know I could do AI on your voice, so you don't have to act like, oh, I don't want to be heard. Like, who's hearing this anyways? So, it's kind of ironic because Friday was the Front Porch Swingers. They have a podcast, Front Porch Swingers podcast. They present the Hot Wives of Houston party at Colette's in Houston. And so I saw some woman, a single woman on Quiver, and she said she was looking for someone to invite her out. So I said, all right, you're invited to Colette's. And she said, yes. As long as I pay. I was like, all right, no problem. Because AC's a gentleman and I pay and all that. I don't sit there and say, well, you're going to pay for your half and we're going to go 50-50. We can do Dutch. I go, no, we're not going to do that. So I emailed her. She emailed me back. We just started emailing and everything. And we started to click. So no problem. And remember, this woman's in the swinging lifestyle. She's on Quiver. She has been a swinger for, can you guess how long she's been a swinger? 10 years is wrong. You are so far off. Only 2 months. So she's been swinging 2 months. She tells me she goes to certain clubs in the Houston area every Friday and Saturday night. Which I'm like, well, that's good because now she loves getting that cock.
I want to describe her.
Describe her? What do you mean, what describe her?
What is it? How she looks?
How she looks. All right. So Mr. Podcast Producer yelling at me wants to find out how she looks. That's the only thing you care about? Oh, look at you. So, she's about, you want the height? She's probably about 5'3". She's a Latina, which you love. We all see, now he's getting a hard on right now. His pants are growing, ladies and gentlemen, as we speak. So, she's about 5'3". You know what? Actually, I'm going to show you her little ad. So, let's go on to where she was. All right. So, you know, Mr. Podcast Producer is very, very, very... antsy tonight, today.
I'm very visually.
Yes. He's a visual. Oh, she texted me off of here. Oh, she must have done that. Oh, well. She already blocked me. I don't think she did, but that's all right. Just click on here. Here we go. Let's see. Yeah. See right here. She didn't block me. she did that. Look at that. She blocked it.
God damn.
Yeah, man. But don't worry about it because
it started getting interesting.
Yeah, so don't worry about it because AC has more. And she's on other websites. So let's see. Let's see. What's that? No, you do care. We all care. All right, so let's describe her. She, Mr. Podcast Producer wants to. She is 5 foot, you know, Latina. She's bisexual too, so she likes to play with the girls. So there you go. She's got the, you know, typical Latina features: brown hair, brown eyes. I don't know about you, I love dark hair girls and dark eyes girls. The blondes. I know you got a little boner for Tits McGee at that party, and I think everyone did because that girl's tits and ass were off the charts. But that's what she looks like. So. She's very sexy, 35 years old, swinging 2 months. And we're going back and forth. And we exchanged numbers and we're texting and all through the day. Now, I got something to do before this event on this Friday night. And I told her I'm going to be off the phone, so I'm not going to be able to text you and all that. So I'll text you later on when I'm thinking about going to order you, because I was going to order her Uber because she wanted to drink and she didn't want to drive and she wanted just to meet at the club. So I was like, all right. Because she really, you know, she was kind of sweet that she didn't want to make me drive all the way out to the southwest part of Houston to pick her up, because I'm all the way on the west, northwest side of Houston, which I didn't mind doing, but she didn't want to do it. So I said, okay, no problem. I'll just call Uber. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. AC's got all this. Don't worry about it. So I text her around, I think it was 8:30, right? I text her, what's your full name and what's your address so I can give it to the Uber driver? Because you can send an Uber for someone. And she gave me all the information. Then she finally, and she started texting me. Like, I'm at this event and I can't check my phone and all that. So when I get ready, the event's over, I check my phone. There's like 20 text messages. And she starts like yelling at me about standing her up and all that bullshit. But I told her the event got over at 9. I did tell her that to be ready by 10 o'clock. Now, am I wrong so far? Did I do something wrong? I want to know. If you think I did something wrong, text, email me, tweet me, or whatever that is. You can email me at swingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com to tell me if I'm the bad guy here. But she decided she didn't want to go. So I told her, I told you I was at the event. She reread a text message. She said, oh, I'm sorry. I feel stupid now. I go, well, don't worry about it. We all make fucking mistakes, right? No problem. You know, plus I want to fucking see this girl in action because she's looking good. And she says, okay, I'll go. Then 5 minutes later, she changes her mind. She don't want to go. And this is where I say, this is why dating vanilla women, I think I prefer, because if she was vanilla, she would have ended up, we would have been going out that night. We would have had some fun. But because something, I don't know what's going on with her or if this is going to go anywhere, that she will... eventually we'll meet up and have fun together. But because she's a swinger and she has all that, I don't know what you could say, baggage with her, she fucking freaks out. Now, reason why, I don't know why she freaks out, why she does that. But if you read her text, there are some things that, you know, make me question, is this the right person for me? All right. So I don't know what's going to go happen with this. But it was a pretty good night, even though she did not meet up with me that Friday night for that event. I still ended up having a great time. Now, since if this woman would have been the vanilla that I just met, you know, at a bar or Tinder or something like that, I think we would have been fine. I think because she is a swinger, they get very emotional. She got upset because, you know, she's probably got her ass kissed 24/7 by all the couples. So when something comes up and doesn't look right, she automatically bolts and all that. So I don't know, but I'm going to sit there. AC's going to try to make it work and make work my magic and all that. So I don't know what's going to happen with her, but she is very beautiful, very charming, and very considerate. So, you know, I think in a swinging single woman like that, that's considerate, that's hard to find. So, you know, I got to do what I got to do to make this work. All right. So, thinking about how I'm going to work this out. You know, I'm going to have to stay, you know, always, if I do get to talk to her, she texts me back. She texts me this morning. I'm going to have to, you know, make everything positive. Talk about the miscommunication that we had and all that stuff. So I'm trying to figure out a good way. How is AC going to, you know, make the situation right? Even though I don't think I did anything wrong, I still got to sit there and think about what am I going to do? All right, so what can I do? What can I do to make the situation better? When she does eventually text me, which I think she will, you know, she'll be bored one day or 1 hour, whatever, during this time. And she'll read it and she'll respond to me. I just got to be very understanding of her situation. I don't know, you know, we were talking and she was talking about that, you know, a lot of these couples, she doesn't like the fact that a lot of these couples are just using her for sexual pleasure. She wants a connection and all that. So I can relay something about that into our text conversation and talking about how I would want, because, you know, I'm looking for a single woman who would be interested in a lifestyle that would be doing it with me. So I would want someone like her to be in the lifestyle. I think she actually has potential to be a really good lifestyle participant, because she really, I'm really getting that she understands the, in her short term as a swinger, that she understands the, you know, the situation that these people just want to use her. There's no real connection for her and all that. So me and her can have that connection and we can swing together. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get that message through her without upsetting her or saying the wrong thing. Because you say wrong things on, you know, on the text message, which I don't like to say. So I would really want to, you know, actually I would want to get to talk to her on a cell phone or in person and just, you know, talk about the bullshit that happened. So this could be a lesson for all of us, that even in our regular life, even if you're vanilla and you're listening to this for the first time, you can always...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Correct the situation, you know, by having a clear head, being smart about it. Don't get discouraged from things like this because, you know, in a dating world, it doesn't matter if you're vanilla or you're a swinger, you are going to have situations like this. And it's just one of those things that comes up. Look at when you try to single guys, when you try to talk to a couple, you remember they got like 100 dudes trying to fuck her. So what's going to make you stand out? All right. So I have to stand out in this woman's head that, you know, even though all the bullshit that happened, that the misunderstanding happened, he is still willing to put in the time and effort into dating me or talking to me. And I think that will eventually, you know, and at the end of the day, get me to home plate. Yeah, I'll hit the home run now. So it's kind of, you know, it's one of those things where you go, you got to, can't be discouraged. As a single guy in this lifestyle, if you're a single guy in the swinging lifestyle, you should know, you go to a club, there might be 100 couples there. 99 of them will say no to you because, you know, you're not what they're looking for. They don't like what you're bringing to the table, whatnot, things like that. So... but you go on, you don't quit because you got rejected. So hopefully she doesn't reject me. She did block me on the quiver thing though. So that's kind of fucked up. That's funny. I admit it, but it's bad. I think, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think she's overreacting, but we'll see. So I sent her a text just right now. It says, I just asking you, how are you doing? How's your Saturday going? And so far it says delivered, but doesn't have no response. She responded to me at 2:23 a.m. She responded to me at 2:23 a.m. this morning. Did you have a good time and all that? So I don't know. So we'll see. Hopefully she didn't block me on the Twitter and all that, because I really want to talk to her. You got to have a phone conversation. I know a lot of people don't like having phone conversations anymore because they all just want to text because it's easier. But they can't hear your voice and they can't understand the context of what you're saying. So, you know, it's a lot easier. So if you want to, when you have come up with a situation like this, always call that person, try to meet them in person or whatnot. Because if you want to be a part of this lifestyle, swinging, you got to figure out how to set yourself apart from all the other, you know, million plus people that are doing this right now. Because these people got options. When you have a lot of options, like if you're a couple, you have all the options in the world. Unless you're really a bad, bad couple, you have all the options in the world. Single women have all the options in the world. Single men, you have limited options. All right. And that's what I'm trying to get through to you guys. Don't be discouraged of what's going on. Shave your cock and balls. Make sure you dress nice. Be able to hold a conversation and know your place in this lifestyle, because you will be more successful if you do this, if you pay attention. Shave those cock and balls. Like I tell you, no girls. I don't know what's going on with you guys, but on Twitter, you guys post your cocks and there's fucking a forest down there. It's not attractive. It's not good looking. No one ever says, ooh, unless it's fucking 12 inches, those girls don't give a shit. But if it's less than 12 inches, those girls care that you got a forest down there. Some of those ladies, I don't think they want to go to the Amazon to be sucking your dick. All right. So, you know, I hear guys complain, I want a bald pussy. I don't like hair and shit like that. But those are the same guys that got a fucking bush Amazon rainforest in their fucking between their legs. I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. You are going all weird and shit on me. So, you know, we'll see what's going on. And nope, she hasn't texted me yet, but I'll let you know as we do this live. All right. So, but you know, AC always has other girls in my stable. So you never know what could happen. I got another woman. Her name is Miss R. She's a teacher. And I told her that she knows I'm a swinger and all that. And she's been asking quite a lot of questions about the lifestyle. And I thought it. I thought she might want to go tomorrow, tonight, to that Hot Wives party and all that. So I don't know. Yeah, when I do Tinder or Bumble, I flat out say I'm a swinger and I go to swinger clubs. I don't tell women that I don't tell women that I'm looking for them to do it with me. So you know, when people they do, and you know what the funny thing is, probably 90% of the women that when they swipe right on me, they don't even leave the fucking profile. So they don't know. So I always ask, did you read the profile and all that? And they go, oh no. All right. So when I'm on Tinder and Bubble, I always announce what I am and all that. Like I said, 90% of them don't read the shit. Tell them, the first message I get from them when I say hello, I go, tell them, did you read my fucking profile? Sometimes they say yes. Sometimes they say no. And they go back and go, no, thank you. That's no fun. So the first time I met Mr. Podcast Producer was at the HR Club. What was it? The Hotel Takeover. It was in North Houston. And he said it was kind of funny because he was just describing how I was, and which I disagree with him. But he was talking about how I was all suited up. My balls, my cock and balls were all shaved and everything. You know what I think also? We got to start shaving our assholes. I heard something about assholes with women, why women's assholes don't smell like shit that much as more than men smell like shit, because women have a natural, the vagina leaks down there and cleans it. So that's kind of fuck. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. That's why when I eat a woman's ass, they don't stink. They don't have that taste. But I only imagine what a fuck my hairy asshole must taste like and all those other fucking dudes' hairy assholes. I said, so I'm going to have to maybe shave your cock and ball and your anus might have to be coming in there. So I don't know. But so I was all dressed up tonight, got my cock and ball shaved. What are you saying? I was going to room and room looking in and all that. Yeah. But you also remember you got there late. I was there early. So, you know, but I was going room to room, checking all the rooms, seeing what was going on and all that shit. Because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know when the fucking party's going to pop off at a swinger party. So that's why I was doing what I do. Now, was it creepy? Probably. But you know what? Not one woman's creepy is another woman's gangbang. So I don't really like I always tell people, if the woman don't like you, you're creepy. If the woman likes you, you're not creepy. So hopefully everything works out with the single girls. Like I said, I'm always talking to single women and all that, both in the vanilla, mostly in the vanilla, but very rarely in the swinging lifestyle, because like I said, they got 20,000 other dudes trying to fuck them. They got all these other couples trying to fuck them. So it is hard. Like I said, gentlemen, you have to separate yourself from the pack, the wolf pack. All right. How do you do that? Your personality, how you dress, how you look and all that. Now you don't want to, you know, clean shaven, you know, if you're going to have a beard, make sure it's trimmed up and all that, not looking like you look like you just got out of an episode of Grizzly Adams and all that. Shave it, make it nice. Even if you got gray hair, a lot of women are starting to like those little fucking silver foxes. So, you know, and a lot of younger women are turning in. I have great success now with 20-year-olds. Did you know that, Mr. Podcast Producer? More 20-year-olds are fucking texting me on Tinder and Bumble talking about swinging. Before, if a 20-year-old even talked to me, it was probably, or 20-plus something, 20-year-old, it was probably because it's called me creepy grandpa. But now it's changing the other way. So I don't know, maybe women are getting tired of those metrosexual, those Gen Z-er type guys, and want the older men that could give them that orgasm that they so desperately deserve.
Experience.
So experience, maybe? I don't know, maybe. We'll see. But, and all that. So, my Friday night. So that Friday night, the beginning of that Friday night was starting out shitty. The girl cancels on me. You know, she's not talking to me now or whatever. She hasn't texted me back. But you know what? I'm not going to let that ruin my mood, you know? So I take a shower, jump in, shave my cock and balls, maybe my anus someday. And I head out to Colette's of Houston. Now, if you know me about, you heard some of my podcasts, Colette's of Houston on a Friday night is very hit and miss. You know, they don't usually attend to get a lot of people in these places. So I go to Colette's of Houston this night. I wasn't going to go if this wasn't happening, but they had a special event. They had the Front Porch Swingers podcast were hosting the Real Hot Wives of Houston. Now, to me, a hot wife as a swinger, we all know what a hot wife is. It's a woman that has sex with the encouragement from her husband with other men. So I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of women here that are looking for that extra, you know, that extra inches that their husband will gladly provide them. And I would be gladly provide my services for those wives. So I'm headed out, going to get dressed up and put my suit on and all that, you know, like the one where I met Mr. Producer here, podcast producer and all that. So, and it was going to be an interesting night, and you'll hear all about it. So, you know, AC shaved his cock and balls, got his suit on, and I'm driving down Highway Beltway 8 up to 45 all the way to 1960 to get to Colette's. And traffic was small, no problems, you know. And if anyone's from Houston, you know, if you got to walk across the street, it might take you 15 minutes because the traffic's so horrible. But at night, it's pretty good. So I get there, and driving, pulling up in the parking lot. Now, usually when I pull up, AC pulls up in the parking lot, I'm usually the first or third car there. But when I got up, I pulled up into the parking lot of the Colette's of Houston in North Houston. Pulled up in that parking lot, and there's a bunch of cars there. There's more cars than I ever seen there on a Friday night. So I'm like, oh, I got in my head that it's going to be a great time. All that shit that happened earlier was going to go wash away. It was like, Calgon, take me away. Now they took me away to Colette's of Houston for the Hot Wives of Houston party hosted by the Front Porch Swingers. So I get out of my car, get my stuff, got to bring a 12-pack of condoms. You never know. So a guy laughed. It was like, whoa, that's a lot of condoms. I go, well, buddy, you never know what you're going to be doing at these clubs. So, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. Grab my bottle of my giant lube just in case. So you get one of those dry ladies there. You can always be a gentleman, have lube on hand for her. And also to jerk off if you're doing anything. So I grab all those, put those in my pockets. I got my walking over there, and the doorman graciously opens the door, and there's a beautiful couple checking in, and they were for the first time. But you know what the problem was? That couple was there for the host of the party, the Front Porch Swingers. They were there for them, which so was sad because she was a nice fucking big ass. She's the opposite of Tits McGee, but Hispanic. Yeah, so that's what it was. She was very beautiful. Anyway, so I check into the thing. I give a little small chit chat with the front desk lady that's always there. Beautiful black woman. I wonder if she's into swinging or anything like that. Do you ever have a black woman, Mr. Producer, podcast producer? Never had a black woman. Wow. So you're saying I had more than you? Wow. So have you had an Asian woman? Oh, when I said Asian, he got a big smile. This is why he has to come on my show and talk about it, because I want to know what is up with the Asian. Is that a Asian? What's different about Asian women and the rest of the women? I love white women. I love Hispanic women, you know. But anyways, so I check in. I walk in there, and the club looks full. I'm like, let's take that back. The club is full for a Friday night. And it's great because, like I always say, Colette's is probably one of the is the biggest club as in square feet and all that, whereas all the other clubs, TPC is very small. All right, so I really like it being open, so you're not jacked in, you can sit and be comfortable, whereas, you know, the other ones where you'll be shoulder to shoulder with sometimes with someone and all that, and you might not like that person, or that might person might not like you, so it just gives that awkward vibe. But Colette's doesn't, it gives the opposite. So I'm there and a lot of people are there, and this night had a lot of single guys. Usually if I go on a Friday night, me and my buddy that goes there, he goes there all the time, I call him my buddy, but whatever, he's always there. Me and him are usually two of the three single guys that are there. But this night, there's a lot of single guys there. And I have single dudes. I'm impressed. You dressed well. There was only a couple slobs dressed, you know, like how Mr. Podcast Producer came in his jeans and his shirt at the hotel party. I don't know. Did you? See, he's a slob. Now he's giving me the finger for it. But anyways, he didn't take my advice, but you know, we can't be mad at Mr. Podcast Producer because he didn't know me yet, and he would have known to wear a fucking suit and tie to look good, or at least something that looks good. But a lot of these dudes, a lot of them had, what are those hats, the fedoras? They're those little hats like the 1930s you see in the movies. A lot of them had that on. I know, is that coming back? Yes. Oh, what's a good cigar is good. You know, put some weed in there too. But anyways, So the gentlemen are, I'm impressed. I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe times are changing. Who knows? We'll see in the next couple of weeks how Colette's is. These guys are dressed up. They got fucking nice clothes on. There's, like I said, there's only a couple slobs. There's not really that many, many people that are dressed. Now, couples are there. The women are dressed sexy as fuck. You know, they got the mini skirts on. They got the little panties on, or some of them don't have panties on. And all that, you got.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Oh, you had no Asian. There's one Asian couple there. Yeah, she's usually there. You should go because you get to see her dance naked. So now, I have not seen her play with anybody, so maybe you'd be the first one, though. There's always a first, you know. They had an Asian couple there. You had everything that you could want. There was no black women there, though, other than the people that were working. And which I've been trying to find a black hot wife, a black woman that fucks other men and all that. Yeah. But so if you know of a black woman that's a hot wife, and I mean a hot wife that fucks other men with her husband or boyfriend's permission, shoot me an email, because I would love to talk to her, because I would love to see how her experiences are with the lives, because I do think different races will have different experiences in their lifestyle. Email me at theswingandsinglepodcast@gmail.com, please. All right, so I'm looking at all the beautiful women, and this is kind of a weird night because the guys are also good looking too. There wasn't like those couples that you have. You got Tits McGee, then you have her ugly boyfriend or husband, right? You had fucking Tits McGee and you have fucking Brad Pitt with her. So it's kind of weird that a lot of these couples were actually, you didn't have to take one for the team. You had some beautiful blondes, and I'm not a, you know, my preference is for dark haired girls, brunettes. I love brunettes, but there's a lot of blondes there that were fucking very nice. A lot of women looking good. All right. They had this, there's a big thick girl with her fucking titties hanging out. I don't know what the hell happened to her. I didn't see her what happened, But I think she went mad to her room or something. But I really wanted to fuck her because I just loved, I loved her vibe. Like I said, I don't really care about the looks of the woman, you know. The personality matters more to me, how she treats me. And she was fucking game. She had, the minute she walked into the club, you should have seen her. She opened up her dress for her tits to hang out. And her tits were hanging out all night. And I'm like, wow, this girl's ready. And she was like, you look at her, you, and if you saw her outside of the club, you would say she's a five. But she was fucking into it. And she had her titties hanging out and all that. Her man had her titties hanging, was pulling her titties out and all that. So I was like, see, that's a good woman right there. No matter how she looked, still, she was game and she was having fun. And that's a lesson for all the gentlemen out there to learn. That woman got my attention because she set herself apart. A lot of the women, now they did have small dresses on where they show a lot of skin. But this woman just fucking whipped out her titties at a club and said, fuck it. Here they are. Were they big titties? No, not big titties, but they were nice titties. But their titties coming out. Now, I know a lot of you dudes sit there and want to fuck tens, but sometimes you're going to have to fuck five to twos to get to a 10. All right? So it was one of those things. She set herself apart, and I really liked her. And if I see her again, I'm definitely going to say something to her. I didn't say anything to her because hubby or boyfriend didn't look too friendly. So, you know, I just wanted to stay away from that shit because you never know. Like I said, you never know. All right, so we're over there. Everyone's having a good time. No dancing, though. I don't know what the fuck happened after COVID with dancing at the club in Houston, but they don't dance anymore. If you would have gone pre-COVID, before COVID happened, and gone to Colette's TPC and all that, people were dancing. Now you go, no one fucking dances. And no one's fucking. That's kind of weird. So I don't know what the hell happened. Maybe COVID scared the shit out of people, but I don't know. So all the ladies are looking great. The men are looking good. They got nice clothes on, you know. They're not looking like they fucking just walked out of work. Like I complain. Like I get pissed off because clubs sit there, have dressed to impress. So, okay, I'm dressing to impress the ladies. And I see a fucking guy come in looking like he got blue jeans on and a t-shirt that says Dum Dum on his t-shirt and has a hat. I'm talking about a baseball hat. I'm not talking about a cowboy hat. I'm not talking about a fedora hat, some shit you see in the 1920s or anything like that, but just like a fucking Houston Astros baseball cap. And I'm like, don't they say anything to that person? All right. But anyways, so the night starting off, you know, it didn't start off slow because the couple that's always there, the nice blonde and her husband, blonde lady, start fucking in the back like they usually do. They go spend some time together, then they start fucking in the rooms in the back, and they leave the door open for people to watch, and sometimes they invite people in. I've been invited in by them and got a hand job from her. She only does hand jobs. They don't do full slop. They just like fucking in the same room with other people. So she'll let you eat her pussy out, eat her asshole, and she'll give you a hand job. No blow job, no nothing. I asked other guys who have played with them that they fuck. They said no. They just said they get a hand job from. So it is but a hand job is better than nothing. Rather than giving myself a hand job. Anyways, so they're in the back fucking, and another fucking, this one couple, tall. I think she had strawberry blonde hair. Tall, wearing a see-through dress, nice brand new fake titties. She's about 5'10". Her husband about same height and all that. They join them and they're fucking, and I'm in the door, I'm in the room jerking off, and she's fucking just fucking watching me jerk off and all that. So it turned out being great. Like I said, this was around 10 o'clock. Usually shit don't pop off till midnight at these clubs, but it's like 10:30, and I'm in there watching these two couples go at it, you know, all that. Everyone starts. What I don't understand, people will go walk by, they look for 5 seconds, and they walk back, knowing that there ain't nothing going on. And this is a good way to see what is going on. The watch. Instead of, they're hanging out in the front, no one's dancing, so you don't get to see some woman shaking her ass and people dancing, having a good time. All you see is couples sitting together, not really socializing with other couples or other men that are there. But then you got full action in the back and you can watch, but you're out sitting by yourself drinking your beer or whatever you're drinking and watching nothing. I choose to always watch the person in action because, you know, you never know. You might get lucky. They might call you in and say, hey, come on, bring your cock over here. So I'm in the room and I'm play of myself. I got jerking off the wonderful strawberry blonde staring at me. She's watching me and all that. She's loving what she sees and all that. Problem is, I don't know, do they want to play or whatnot? I'm not going to ask. I always let the couple say, hey, come here and do it. So I'm jerking off and I'm fucking so horned up from this woman all day talking to me dirty and all that, talking about fucking and all this shit. I fucking blow my load within seconds. It wasn't that quick. I was done. But I took Viagra, so I was going to be able to salute 5 minutes later. So yeah, when I take Viagra, it works very quick. Viagra, I endorse Viagra. Swinging Single Podcast endorses Viagra and taking it if you are going to a club. If Viagra Company or Cialis Company wants to sponsor me and give me some free shit, I am all for it. I'll talk about your product all day and all night, baby, and how great it is. Because for swing, I don't know why they don't do that in the swinging world where they don't do any ads for swinging. I don't know. Maybe they do and all that. But Viagra, Cialis, come on, get at me. SwingingSinglePodcast@gmail.com. So I'm over there. I fucking shoot my load and she's like, ooh. And the funny thing is, when I shot my load, she fucking squirted. Her husband's fucking her. They got her. She's on her back. Her husband's standing on top of the floor, standing up, and he's pounding her. The minute I blow my load, she sees it. She fucking squirts all over him. So do I get the assist on that? You fuck yeah. I'm going to take the assist. So I made a girl come without even touching her. See how good I am, ladies and gentlemen? Ladies, couples get at me. SwingingSinglePodcast@gmail.com. We'll hook it up. You know, I travel all over the country and all that, so you never know. I might be in a town near you. But, so, as I'm done and all that, she gives me a nice little peck on a kiss. She gives me a little kiss. Says, thank you very much. I said, no, thank you. You know, as a gentleman should do. And I go to the bathroom and clean up, get a nice glass of water. You always got to, also, if you're taking Viagra and you want to bust another nut, make sure you drink water after and piss. I feel that's the key to getting that fucking dick hard again. So I go get my water that I have to pay for. I'm not going to complain about the paying for the soda and shit. You know what, Colette, you have to pay for the soda? Like, I never, ever paid for soda, ever, in any club. It's always free. But they make you pay for soda and water and all that shit. Yeah. So if you're going to have to go there, make sure you have some money for soda and all that. Or bring it. I don't know. Can you bring that shit with you? I wonder if you could. I don't see why not. It's BYOB, right? So why can't you BYOC? Bring your own Coke. I'm talking about Coca-Cola, not Coke, you fucking delinquents. Don't be sitting there bringing your cocaine and shit to the club. Stay, keep the drugs out. Because if you keep the drugs out, that means we keep the police away. All right? So I go get my water, drink it up, take my long piss, clean everything out. And, you know, I go back. A couple new people have come. A couple of new couples have come and all that. They're talking to the front porch swinger people and all that. So, you know what? I'm not going to interrupt anybody or thing like that. So as the music pumping and playing straight music, I'm dancing a little bit, saying hello to some of the ladies. They're saying hello back. We have a little conversation with a couple of them. You know, and it's a good time. There wasn't like this huge fucking turnout for this party, but the people that did come out to this party were very friendly. So that's always a plus when you're a single guy. You got those friendly people. So I come out, go walk in the back. There is like a porno. You ever been to Colette's, Mr. Podcast Producer? He's never been there. All right. So if you haven't been there, there's in the very end of the hallway that you go down. If you do get to go there, remember, take a shower there. You should see the fucking shower. They have a huge shower that I want at my house that I want to get. And it's fucking great. So you go all the way down to the hall. They have what they call a big screen TV, and it's the porn room. It's a porn theater, whatever you want to call it. And this thing has about 4 couches all in a row and all that. There's a nice Hispanic couple, thick girl, lovely, lovely tits. They're fucking, and she's sucking his dick, and I'm just sitting there watching and all that. He waves me over, and she grabs out my cock. She unzips my pants. Now, one thing about having a suit on that I wear is that I have suspenders so my pants don't fall down. So I have to take off my vest and to get to my suspenders and take my suspenders down and pull, then they go all the way down. So that is the annoying part, but still I get complimented that I dress nice. So it's, you know, it's one of those things you got to overcome. What did I tell you early? It's diversity that you have to overcome and all that to set yourself apart from all the other dudes and all the other couples out there. So she unzips my pants fall down. After I take off my, well, actually, you know what? I was smart because I took off my vest when I was walking over to him because I wasn't up on their shit like some other dude was, which he ended up getting fucked over at the end. Not in a good way, but in a bad way. I take off my vest so I have it ready. And when she unzips my pants, I just, you know, pull my suspenders to the side and boom, my pants fall down and she's stroking my cock and sucking his dick. Then she finally starts sucking my dick. And I mean, instant hard on. I don't understand. I guess it's just a mental block. Maybe I have the mental capability of being able to, with people watching, still stay hard and be able to perform. But I was instant hard on with her and it didn't take long. I started fingering her pussy, playing with her pussy, making her squirm a little bit. And so I get a condom, put a condom on. She's bent over. He possesses her so I can fucking get from behind while she sucks his dick. So now this one was going to be a long fuck because I already came once. So it's going to be harder and harder to come after you come a couple times. So I'm fucking pounding her from behind and all that. And this is going on for 10, 15 minutes. The other dude that was there that, like I said, was really being that type of creepy guy where, you know, the couple sitting there and he stands right next to him, gets his cock out, stroking it without asking. Now, if you're going to do that, ask first, you know, set yourself apart from everybody else and ask first, say, hey, can I, you know, do you mind if I stand here and jerk off, or do you mind if I sit down and all that? And if they don't mind, they'll say yes. I always, guys will do that shit when I bring a date that they'll start stroking off. I go, dude, just relax. I'll get to you in a minute. You know, let her, you know, get her pussy wet a little bit and we'll get going. But nope, they start jerking off real quick and all that. So he's trying to get in there. I'm trying to, you know how hard it is to fuck with a guy with a dick and you hear him. It's a tight space. It's very hard, but yet I still have my concentration. I don't lose my heart on or anything like that. So he's over there trying to get to her front side so he can get a blowjob from her, and it didn't end up working out for him. Like I said, he got fucked. He didn't even get fucked later on that night too because he did something stupid. So he's over there trying to get a blowjob. I'm still pounding her, and I'm fucking sweating my ass off. I'm fucking, you know, I'm drenching everything. My fucking undershirt's all soaked with sweat and all that because I'm pounding hard, fucking her hard, because she was liking it. Because, you know, what do you have? She didn't tell me to stop.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Her husband didn't tell me to stop. Her moans and groans and all that were sounding really good. So that's another thing, you know, couples, if you're out there, here's a PSA for, tell guys how you like it and if it's good or not when they're fucking you so they know how to fuck you. Don't just sit there and say nothing. So I'm hoping that she liked it because she didn't tell me to stop. Husband didn't tell me to stop and all that. He did tell me not to finger her so hard, you know, and all that. So yeah, he said, just don't finger her so hard. Like, oh, okay, no problem. That's no problem. You know, see, that's good because that's the information I can use to make her, because it's all, like I said before, guys, You have no fucking say in this lifestyle. Guys think, couples think that the man in the couple thinks he has a say in it, but he really doesn't have any say in it, because guess what? If your wife wants to do something, she's going to do it. She don't need you to fuck, get two guys to fuck her. She don't need you to get another girl to fuck her. In fact, she'd probably be more successful without you to get another girl to fuck her. Women control this lifestyle 100%. That's, you don't like it? That's a hot take. You don't like it? You don't disagree? Well, fine. Tell me why you don't disagree at the Swinging Single Podcast at gmail.com. You tell me why. Come on this show. Tell me why. It's not like that. So, I'm sweating my ass off, and I'm about to, now I got to think, do I stop or do I come? You know what? If you're in there, you might as well fucking come and blow your load. So finally, the time comes, I blow my load and I'm done. I pull out, and immediately as I pull out, she stops sucking his dick and gets away from the other dude that was there. She did do something wrong, and I thought if she was not interested in the guy, she should have never touched his dick. Because she did for a while was stroking his dick. Now, can she say no, change her mind? Yes, of course, she can change her mind. But if she changed her mind, she should have said, hey, just wait, later on, told him to stop or whatever. But the minute I pull out of this woman's pussy, this fucking dude's trying to get behind her and fuck her. Listen, you know when you get a woman doggy style, you're standing there and you're just sitting there and you're trying to collect your thoughts. You got to pull up your pants and all that, because if you walk, you're going to fall. You ever done that before, Mr. Podcast Producer? This fucking guy, I'm trying to get my pants and he's fucking nudging me with the hip to move the fuck out of the way. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't say a lot. I don't cause a lot of problems when I go to clubs. I don't talk shit to people. I don't act like I'm the big hot dog there. I try to avoid confrontation as much as possible in my life as I can. And this guy was like, holy shit. I'm like, as I was bent down, I'm face level with his fucking dick. So like, if this guy turns one way, I got a fucking penis right in my face. And that happened one time, and I don't want to happen again. So I try to say, hey, buddy, just give me a second. Did you ask the fucker? Now, her husband told me to fuck her. She didn't tell me to fuck her. The husband told me to fuck her because he wanted me to fuck her. But I don't think anyone told him to fuck her. And the minute she heard that, she fucking sat down to block the pussy from his cock and all that. So I was like, I don't know what's going on. So she didn't want him to fuck her. Now, this fucking idiot didn't have a condom on. For one, he was trying to get in there bareback. But the problem is, if they are okay with that, that's fine with me. Listen, I don't judge people. They can fuck who they want. They could do it safely or they could do it bareback. I don't give a shit. It's not my problem. It's their problem to deal with. Some people don't even want to wear condoms anymore. Does AC want to wear them? No, but AC has to wear them to be safe, because you never know what could be out there. So she stops. She don't want to fuck with this dude and all that. And I'm fucking got my pants on my ankles. My dick's fucking still hard. I got fucking a condom full of cum. And this guy is fucking pushing me out of the way. So I almost fell over the fucking couch. I understand. The guy looked like he never gets laid. He couldn't get laid with a fistful of 50s at a whorehouse. So I understand his eagerness to get in there and try to fuck this girl. But you got to give me some time. Because I was like, fucking, come on, your turn now. When I was done, fuck it, your turn, right? That's in my mind, I'm thinking. It's like his turn now. Because I thought she was stroking his cock, so she was game, but apparently she wasn't. So as I almost fall over to the ground with my pants at my ankles, I was able to pull them up and get them all situated, put my suspenders back on, put everything on, and I go back to the bathroom to clean up. Now, remember, gentlemen, if you use a condom with a woman and you're at a swingers club, make sure you clean your dick off. They have wipes, all right? If they don't have wipes, use some soap and water or whatever. But remember, that condom has that fucking nasty ass taste to it. And not every woman wants those that taste in their mouth if she's going to give a blowjob, which would happen later on that day, that night for me. So always remember, gentlemen, shave your cock and balls. If you use a condom, clean your dick with that, to get the condom lube and all that shit off there, all that spermicide or whatever that's in there. All right, so it helps out the woman immensely when you do that. It also gives you a vibe that you're a clean person, that you don't have a dirty dick. So I do that, clean it up. I'm all good. Now I'm to back out, get another water, you know, do the piss, drink as much as I can, piss, and get it all out of my system so I can go for round three, if there is going to be a round three. It's a hit and miss. You never know. You could have one girl or you could have 20 girls. It just depends on the night. So, and it looked like it was going to be, that was going to be it. There's going to be nothing going on. Hour and a half went by, and then finally people start going in the back and fucking. Now, like I said before, there has to be a new, I don't know. When they say Real Hot Wives of Houston, I always think it's a woman that has sex with other men with the husband's permission. And that's what the definition, if you Google hot wives, the definition of hot wives, that's what it will tell you. That's what Google will tell you. That's what all of them will tell you. But apparently, the Real Hot Wives to a lot of people means you just have a hot wife, that she's good looking, so you call her a hot wife. In the lifestyle, that's not what it is. So you have a lot of couples partying up. Because like I said, and if I'm a single guy and I see a hot wife party, I'm thinking women that want to have an extra dick. So I'm there. Problem with this is a lot of these women are not looking for dudes. They're looking for other couples to fuck with. So I'm like, why are you here at this party? Now, you can go to any party you want, but I just don't understand why you would think that's, you know, a good time to go to a party when it says a hot wife. But they all start partnering up. They're all getting with the other couples and all that. Then this one couple, it was a blonde girl, blonde, nice body. She works out and all that. Her husband works out too. He's a fucking big muscular dude. Don't fuck around. I don't want to fuck around with this guy. And during the porn, they're back in the porno room at Colette's. And once again, she's blowing them. She's having a good time, showing off her ass to all the guys. Then finally she calls guys over. She wants to suck on their dick and blow a load in her fucking mouth and all that. She loves drinking the cum. So she gets through two or three guys. Well, actually two guys. Two guys go. They both come. Gentlemen, if a woman's just looking for you to blow her a load in her mouth, fucking hurry up and come. Do not take fucking forever. Sit around. Because one, you're going to ruin it for everybody else because she's going to get tired. And then after you blow her load in her mouth, she's going to be done. And you're going to fuck everybody else. Don't be selfish. I think one of the guys was almost like fucking 20 minutes for her to blow and to come. So, and she kind of looked tired. So she blew two guys. So I finally get up. I'm fucking jerking off, you know, and all that, waiting for it. She gets this one new guy. New guy comes in, he's getting his dick sucked and all that. Then I'm like, oh, I'm about to come. She's like, oh, okay. So she gets on there, she starts sucking on my dick and all that, right? I'm like, stop it. I'll get it to come, watch. And boom. What, that's not a good story? Oh, but anyways, so we still got time. We got 6 more minutes. So I'm jerking off. She's waiting for me to blow my load in her face and bam, I pop it inside her mouth and all that. And what I really was great was how she kept, even though after I was coming and all that, she kept sucking on it, making feel, keep getting, she sucked every last drop out of me. And what sucks is that this is the third time I came that night. So it's probably not a lot and all that. And she really, really, really was trying to get as much as she could out of me. But to no avail, I didn't have a lot to give her. But anyways, she was very appreciative. Now, this woman was weird because, and I loved it because she was very appreciative of me fucking blowing my load inside her mouth and her swallowing it. So it was kind of weird. Yeah, she's like very thankful. I think she tried to kiss me too, but luckily I turned my turned my head away. So she got me in the cheek and all that. And she had all the shit. It's like, oh, I was like, no, kiss me around my pecking me on my cheek. So anyways, so she gets done blowing me and I felt bad. This is why I feel bad. The new guy, this guy never came to a swinger club before because I was talking to him before. And I think after I blew my load in her mouth, he lost his hard on. And I go, oh, man. I was like, fuck. She's like, can you come? Can you come? And he's like, yeah, I think so. I didn't stick around because I had to get cleaned up. I always say you got to get cleaned up real quick. You don't want to wait around and for all, everything else to get, you know, let the germs set in. You got to get cleaned up as possible as you can with being a gentleman. She's as I was leaving, I saw her. She was sucking on the new guy's cock. And I hope he came. If you're a new guy, if you're listening, I hope you busted your nut in her mouth and all that. I hope I didn't stop it. I couldn't help it. I was going to come anyways. So I didn't, and she didn't want me to come without coming in her mouth. So anyways, so new guy was getting sucked off. I left and all that. And I think he did. You know what? I think he did come. Cause I went back after I got done cleaning up and all that. I went back to see what happened and the couple was leaving. So I think he did came. And I hope he did. I hope he enjoyed it, buddy. It's not always like that. So don't come back every fucking Friday thinking it's going to be the same thing. It's not always like that. So I see my buddy. I say, tell my buddy, it looks like everyone's paired up. Everyone's going to do what they're going to do. I say goodbye to my buddy. Tell him I'll see him. I'll tell him I'll text him on Telegram and all that and see if he would want to come out here. Nope. Still no text from the chick. Anyways, so that's it. Nothing else was going on. People were having fun. You know, talking to each other. And I want to say Colette's did a great job having Front Porch Swingers there because it really brung out more people on a Friday night. Like I said, if you go on a Friday night, typical Friday night with no party or schedule, anything like that, you don't get a lot of clientele. Saturday night's the night for Colette's. All right. So a lot of people go on Saturday nights. If you want to go, if you're a couple, go on a Saturday night. Friday night, if you want a dude, go on a Friday night. There's not a lot of selection on Friday nights, but you do get quality guys. That's one good thing about Colette's, though. You do get a quality group of guys when they do because it's $150 to go in for a single guy. So a single guy who's shit is not going to go in for $150. They're going to go to somewhere else where they can get in for a lot cheaper. All right. So with that, we wrap it up. What did we learn today? We learned that dating vanilla is AC's preference over dating swingers. Woman, maybe a woman swinger will talk to me again eventually. Maybe we'll see. And that the Real Hot Wives of Houston party was a success. As I see it in my book, it was a great time. Great things happened. All right. For everybody involved. I think everyone got laid. I think all the guys that went there got laid. So, and everyone was good looking. It was a real different experience. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, AC and Mr. Podcast Producer has to get on out of here because I don't know, he's busy doing something. Who knows what he's going to do? Probably yell at me about something I did. But with that, I want to say, gentlemen, remember to shave your cock and balls, maybe your anus, if you like to get your ass, your solid toss. All right. Ladies, remember, you're 100% in this lifestyle. You control everything. All right? So with that, America, with that, to all my friends around the world, keep on swinging and shave those cock and balls, gentlemen. Have a great day.